Good morning. It is 5 o'clock, and we're at 23 degrees. This is WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Public health experts warning about a surge in measles in the U.S.
An elementary school near Fort Lauderdale is now reporting 5 students with measles. Meanwhile, 9 cases have been reported in the Philadelphia area since December, all involving unvaccinated people. So far this year, at least 1 case has been reported in 12 states. Measles spreads in the air when an infected person coughs or sneezes. Symptoms include fever, cough, runny nose, and a distinctive rash. But severe cases can lead to brain swelling, pneumonia, or even death.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Big doings in banking. Capital One announced that Discover and it are merging, an all-stock deal in excess of $35 billion. 37 million people across California are under flood alerts from the latest atmospheric river storm to hit the state, 2 to 5 inches of rain for lower elevations. This is ABC News. Israel's occupation of land that's going to be needed for an eventual Palestinian state, the subject of historic hearings before the International Court of Justice. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin said Israel's impending attack on Rafah will only make things worse.
It is simply an inhumane act and would be an inhumane act.
The Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki.
The solution consistent with international law is for this illegal occupation to come to an immediate, unconditional, and total end.
The court expected to make a non-binding recommendation at some point. Australian-led astronomers claim they found what may be the brightest object in the universe, a quasar 12 billion light years from Earth, 500 trillion times bigger, brighter than our sun. The black hole powering the quasar is more than 17 billion times more immense than the sun. The findings reported in the journal Nature Astronomy. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, the forecast calls for a high of 53, unseasonably warm conditions again today, a few clouds tonight, and a low of 31. Wednesday, 56, and a bit more balmy. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 33. Thursday, partly sunny and still rather mild, a high of 54. Friday, near 40. And Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy, and a high of 44 degrees. In Richland Center, currently our temperature, after an earlier reading of 26, has fallen to the current mark. We're at 23 degrees. Today is Tuesday, February 20th.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
Daniel O'Donnell, as we start the day in a positive way with the old rugged cross. Before that, Cher did the honors for today's national anthem. Officially kicking off the broadcast day here on WRCO FM 100.9, online at WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House Show. This is where those getting the chores started start their day, and we're appreciative of that. Phil Nee with you down the trail from Sextonville. Things are all right, old Squirt. He's doing just fine. Getting a little bit of a spring fever, though. The old dog, he'd like to possibly get out and roam several yards in Sextonville. But not yet, Squirt. Nope. It's fooling us. 23 right now at WRCO. Here's Red Foley.
Now listen while I tell you about a place I know. Down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows. Hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. A fiddle and a crack guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old
square dance. The woods are full of couples looking for romance. Somebody takes his brogue and knocks out the light. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Get together, there's a lot of fun. They all know the other fella packs a gun. Everybody does his best to act just right, cause there's gonna be a funeral if you start a fight. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. A place I know down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
Tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, oh, for you.
It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, oh, for you.
It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true.
Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Alan Jackson. A good view of the moon today as well. I understand it's coming up on a full moon again this coming weekend. So we're getting closer. Second Iris Food Truck will be in Boscobel today, starting at 9:30 in the Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot. That reminder today from our community calendar on WRCO. Coming up, a check of sports scores. This is the night the WIAA girls basketball tournament gets underway, coming up on Tuesday evening.
Would you like to see if the streets of heaven are really paved with gold? Would you like to hear your favorite Bible story told by the man who walked upon the water and washed away your sins? Well, if you think it's time to save your soul, let's hear you say amen.
Amen.
We got five seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
One's double and
four seats left before the wheels begin to roll.
Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train,
glory train.
La 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 la. On the glory train.
Well, don't you want to see the friends you lost to waiting on the other shore? Don't you want to spend your eternal life behind heaven's doorway? Love and charity inspires the music in the air. Peace and joy is your reward and it's waiting for you there. Well,
we got five seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train.
One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll.
Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train. La 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 la. On the glory train.
Well, we got five seats left to fill before we ride on the glory train. One's gone, we got four seats left before the wheels begin to roll.
Three seats left before we hear that final all aboard. Now there's only two, ain't you glad the Lord saved one for me and you? On the glory train,
glory train.
On the glory train.
Pat Boone catching the glory train up through Twin Bluffs, the big city, all the way to Richland Center. You betcha. All right. Pat Boone, actually, I had the chance to chat with him, a celebrity interview by phone last year. And boy, he was such a nice guy, as you would assume. But great stories of speaking firsthand about Elvis Presley and Buddy Holly and James Dean and people like that. I mean, it's hard to find somebody anymore that can speak firsthand about all of those folks. We'll check sports hours coming up here and also farm news and markets right around the bend here on the Milk House Show.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill in Richland Center. Fridays are all about mouth-watering fish, and Saturdays it's prime rib perfection. Planning a special event? They've got you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. From their homemade bacon to daily barbecue specials, they keep you guessing. Open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Closed on Tuesdays. Dive into the fish and prime rib from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., complimented by a fresh salad bar every day. Enjoy quality meat from your hometown locker and savor the perfection of hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal is a knockout.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Today's update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in boys basketball, Seneca over Weston, 85-50. It was a win last night as well in the conference for North Crawford, 69-48 over Waseca Steuben, as the Trojans keep a one-game lead at the top of the standings. It was a win for DeSoto over Kickapoo, 61-58. Bangor 68-66 over Cashton. Brookwood beat New Lisbon 68-67. Mauston 57, River Valley 47 in boys basketball last night at Mauston. Monona Grove over Mineral Point 64-59. And Platteville got the win against the Dells 64-54. Royal 68-47 over Hillsboro. And Wisconsin Rapids beat Toma 83-75. As a result of Saturday's overtime loss, the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team fell out of the top 25, but did receive 88 votes in the latest Associated Press men's college basketball poll. UConn became the first unanimous number one in the poll this season, earning all 62 votes from a national media poll. The Huskies picked up the 16 that went to Purdue last week after the Boilermakers lost to Ohio State. Also last night, it was number 2 Houston defeating number 6 Iowa State, 73-65 in men's college basketball. And from the NHL ice, Anaheim 4-3 over Buffalo, Toronto 4, St. Louis 2. After a shootout, Boston 4, Dallas 3, Minnesota 10-7 over Vancouver. Detroit beat Seattle 4-3 in overtime, Calgary 6, Winnipeg 3, Vegas 4-0 over San Jose. Edmonton 6, Arizona 3, Carolina 6-3 over Chicago, and Ottawa beat Tampa Bay by a score of 4-2. That's an update on Tuesday morning sports.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Okay, kids, are you ready? Ooh, stretch out a little bit here. Without further ado, it's Lighten the Milk House polka time for me and you. A one and a two and a... Yep. That's a group, Clean Livin'. In heaven there is no beer. That's right. Squirt, you stay out of the beer. No. Leave it for Joanne. All right?
My whole life savings, a $2 bill. That's why I'm here tonight. I've got time to kill. And I can tell my story about 20 times. $2 in the jukebox, one dime at a time. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song about a love gone wrong till closing time. Large company, and I believe it. I found somebody just as lonely. I don't believe I'm wrong. If you had a place to go to, you'd have done been gone. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song.
Then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side. Away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there for the next teardrop falls.
Oh, yes, indeed. Freddie Fender with a great old tearjerker there. It's all right, Squirt. Get a Kleenex. That was a good one there. That was a big record for Freddie back in 1975. We're at 22 degrees. We're headed toward 53 a little bit later on today with sunshine. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of 31. 56 Wednesday and Thursday, 54 in partly sunny conditions. It's 22, and that is the overnight low.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Don't look for EPA's herbicide action plan this growing season. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Follow the coverage of the 2024 National Ethanol Conference this week right here and at brownfieldagnews.com. To learn more about America's ethanol industry, go to ethanolrfa.org. First, growth in the U.S. ethanol industry is getting attention this week at the National Ethanol Conference. Brownfield's Kara Hart is there.
The U.S. ethanol industry is taking steps to overcome regulatory hurdles and become a top feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is expected to address that later today. A bipartisan group of lawmakers sent a letter to the secretary and other agencies last week asking for support of an updated life cycle model called GREET for U.S. ethanol. In the letter, lawmakers said the updated GREET model must be completed and implemented by March 1st, and if not, biofuel producer investments will remain on hold. Reporting from the National Ethanol Conference in San Diego, California, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The Environmental Protection Agency will delay their release of a final herbicide action strategy until the end of August, and the CEO of Ag Retailers says the agency is trying to get it right. Darren Kopic tells Brownfield,
one of the things that's been bugging people with that whole system is you have to earn points by doing practices in order to be able to use a product at the full rate with minimal buffer zones. And yet there are some places in the country where you just can't earn enough points to do that.
Kopic says the EPA has a memorandum of understanding with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service.
It allows a grower's use of conservation practices under an NRCS plan to count toward meeting that endangered species compliance target.
Other ag groups, including the American Soybean Association, are responding positively to the deadline extension. The ASA says U.S. soybean farmers have been concerned with the impact that herbicide strategy would have if not significantly revised. A Wisconsin farmer who represents the far southwest corner of the state in the assembly wants to limit light pollution from green energy projects. Travis Tranel introduced what he calls the Starry Skies Preservation Bill Thursday to preserve clean, clear skies and outdoor tourism in areas such as the Driftless region. The vice president of farm services at NAU Country Insurance says he's expecting lower guarantees for revenue protection insurance this month. Rich Morrison says
this year, again, looks like corn's going to be a dollar plus lower and soybeans maybe $2 plus lower than last year.
He says the lower base price probably won't discourage farmers from choosing revenue protection, but their reason for choosing it might be different from last year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Learn more about feeding and management practices for increasing cattle value. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
It was a quiet Friday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Update. Markets were closed Friday. To recap Friday's action, direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet following back-to-back days of moderate business. For the week, northern dress deals were marked at mostly $287 to $288, steady to a dollar below the previous week's business. Southern live deals were up mostly $180, $2 lower than the prior week's weighted averages. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers under 700 pounds were $8 to $18 higher. Steers over 700 pounds were steady to $12 lower. Heifers under 600 pounds are $2 to $18 lower, except heifers 400 to 450 pounds, which are $5 to $11 higher. Heifers over 600 pounds were $2 to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good to moderate on a nice selection offered. Medium and large one feeder steer, 650 to 697 pounds, brought $270 to $288. Feeder steer, 755 to 789 pounds, brought $244.50 to $259. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 614 to 617 pounds, brought $273.50 to $274. Box beef closed mixed with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 90 cents at $296.20. Select closed 133 lower at $286.66. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down about 1,600 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts to end the week and bid up to move needed numbers. It was a very strong week for export sales and shipments, with Mexico topping both lists. That affirms demand for U.S. pork on the global markets remaining strong. The industry continues to watch the availability of market-ready hogs. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 2.11 higher with a weighted average of 69.45. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.05 higher with a weighted average of 69.58. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.50 higher with a weighted average of 69.58. Pork values were higher, up 78 cents at 90.57. Ribs and bellies were both sharply higher. An estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up nearly 9,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, supported by the recent trend in boxed beef, and lean hog futures were mostly higher, supported by the mostly higher cash and higher wholesale business. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
Deciding on the right crop insurance starts with having the data and expertise to know what's best for your farm. Our experienced team compiles extensive crop data to define plans that are specific for your operation and provide you comprehensive coverage options. Data-driven assurance, customized to your needs. Call your local Compure team at 844-426-6733 or visit Compure.com to create a crop insurance plan that makes sense for your farm. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Commodity markets are closed for President's Day. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. On Friday, ahead of the long holiday weekend, soybeans were up on an oversold bounce, with March a dime higher at 1172 and a quarter, and May up 10 and a quarter at 1176 and a quarter. Corn was mostly modestly higher, adjusting spreads. March was down 1 1/4 at 416 and a half, and May was a quarter lower at 429 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were supported by the recent trend in wholesale beef. April live was $1.95 higher at $187.55, and June was up 95 at $182.82. March feeders were $3.92 higher at $251.02. And on the mostly higher cash and higher midday pork, April hogs are up 22 at $85.22, and June lean was 5 higher at $97.75. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A call to action to help stop farm and farmland losses in the United States. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The latest Census of Agriculture says farm and farmland numbers continue to fall in this country, and Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is calling for a response to stop the bleeding. Since one reason farms fail is economics, Vilsack asks,
how can we create the farm, not the farmer, but the farm capable of creating multiple revenue streams? And that's why it's important for us to invest in climate-smart agriculture, because that creates an opportunity for farms to qualify potentially for ecosystem service market credits, which is cash coming into the farm for environmental results that can occur only on the farm. The farm then creates a second stream of income.
Vilsack commended the USDA staff who worked on the Ag Census and dropped a not-so-subtle hint that the project should be given proper attention.
The question now is not just what the researchers will do with this, not just what the statisticians will do with this, not just what the media will do with this, or those that are curious will do with this data, but what will policymakers, what will this department, what will our friends in Congress do with this information? What should they do?
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. A dairy market analyst says volatile cheese prices have been the main driver for future markets recently. Serena Sharp with the Daily Dairy Report tells Brownfield.
January prices got very, very low, and then they shot higher. That's because they got low enough that we attracted a lot of new importers to look at U.S. cheese rather than cheese out of Europe. And once we pushed that cheese out the door, all of a sudden cheese inventories felt much tighter and the price shot up.
She says lower cheese inventories following that wave of purchases, combined with lower milk production in the U.S. and Europe, is helping to keep a floor on prices.
I don't think that we can stay with cheese prices at levels that are going to be exciting to dairy producers, but I do think that we probably don't have to go back down to that $15, which is so painful.
Sharp says a growing Mexican economy and tourism sector have been a saving grace for U.S. cheese prices.
We've always sold our bull calves to the beef industry, and the difference now is that they're paying a lot more for them.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council says last year, Mexico bought 16% more non-fat dry milk, skim milk powder, and 20% more cheese than in 2022, the previous record year. And the USDA's latest census of agriculture shows a continued decrease in the number of U.S. farming operations. Ex-Secretary Tom Vilsack says the decline is significant.
In 2017, when we did the survey, there were 2,042,220 farms. Today, the survey reports we have 1,900,487 farms. That's 142,000 fewer farms in 5 years.
He says the U.S. has lost 20 million acres of farmland in the last 5 years. The number of milk-producing farms declined by nearly 40%. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Good morning from WRCO. The forecast calls for a high of 53 today. For tonight, a low of 31. And Wednesday, 56. Thursday, 54. Friday's high near 40 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 22... we're at 23 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today. We'll get Tony's latest take on the weather coming up in a little bit here. It's 15 before 6. Here are the Statler Brothers.
I want to thank you, world, for letting me belong. just one-fourth of one small group that sings your songs. I know that there are others who have served in bigger ways. All I can do is sing your music all my days. It makes me grateful just to know that I can be unique and fill a spot beside the other three. Without a place here in this world, I know that I'd be lost. Thank you, world, for letting me contribute to the cause.
I may not ever stand like Stonewall Jackson stood, but standing on that stage to me is just as good. And I may never be a heavy or a great, but you've given me the strength to pull my weight.
Oh, for the part I sing is truly part of me, and it does its part to lock the other parts in key, and it does its part to pull that sweet applause. Thank you, world, for letting me contribute to the cause.
A place that I call mine, though I've stepped out of it and I've gotten out of line. Sometimes I sing your music slightly out of key, and I know I make it harder for the other three.
But I've always done my part the very best I could, and it's done with other guys. Just to know that I can be unique and fill a spot beside the other three. Without a place here in this world, I know that I'd be lost. Thank you, world, for letting me contribute to the cause. Without a place here in this world, I know that I'd be lost. Thank you, world, for letting me contribute to the cause.
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman, some can, and some can't, and some can. Broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
classic Roger Miller and Husbands and Wives on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher will check in. We'll get him out of bed, see what we can expect for the coming days. Again, I think it's kind of a disappointment for weather people when the weather is this nice. They can't talk about all the fear of snow coming in.
Sometimes late at night, I wake up dreaming. I reach and feel for her, she's too good to be true. Then I touch the sleeping softness of my angel, and half asleep she turns to whisper, I love you. 'Cause she's just too good to be true, but she is. And in my arms she reassures me with a kiss. She's everything I ever looked for in a woman. Each day I go to work, it's like forever, till that evening sun will bring me home again. She's waiting at the door with her sweet loving, and tonight she'll be so good to me again. Oh, she's just too good to be true, but she is. And in my arms she reassures me with a kiss. She's everything I ever looked for in a woman. She's just too good to be true, but she is. She's just too good to be true, but she is.
Charlie Pride on the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO FM 100.9.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows stronger at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Old Steam Bull calves sold from $4.40 to $5.60. Lightweights and heifer calves $1.90 to $3.10 per pound. 72% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar, topping out at $1.28. We had four cows in the 85 to 90 range and only three questionable health cows under 65. Feeder sale this Friday, February 16th. Early consignments include 35 Holstein steers, 8.5 to 10.50. 10 Holstein steers going to weigh 475, 35 white-faced calves weighing 5 to 650, 8 Holstein shorthorn crossbred steers carrying flesh weighing 1150, 6 Holstein steers 750 to 9, 8 black steers 750, along with many smaller packages of cattle. Give Darren and Colton or Jim a call at Mathis Farms at 627-1401 if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea on what your package of cattle could bring at our sales.
Coach Johnson would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me, I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some unseasonably warm weather will stick around here the next several days. Temperatures will continue to run about 20 degrees above normal at least. Might even be a few records in parts of the region over the next several days. Meanwhile, we'll see a front kind of slip by to the south and east of us Wednesday night and Thursday. Looks like most of the light rain with that. We'll stay in the portions of Illinois, Indiana, and lower Michigan, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation. A cold front will charge in from Canada by Friday morning. This is expected to pass dry through our area. Could bring some flurries and snow showers to parts of far northern Wisconsin. Temperatures will take a brief dip on Friday into early Saturday, but then gusty southwest winds returning Saturday afternoon into Sunday will pull the warmer weather right back into the area, and that'll stick around into early next week. There are signs that a fairly strong storm system could move through our region toward next Tuesday and Wednesday, should bring us some rain, and if enough cold air comes in, might be some snow on the tail end of it. So today, look for sunny or partly cloudy skies, high near 53, southeast wind up to 10 miles per hour. Just a few clouds tonight, low 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and balmy, high at 56, with light winds. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, low 33. Thursday, partly sunny, still rather mild, high at 54. As we head into Friday, partly cloudy and cooler, low 27 with a high of 39. Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy, low 18, high at 44. Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, low 32 with a high of 53. And Monday, partly sunny, turning windy, low 32 with a high of 58. Chance of a couple of rain showers later Monday night. Tuesday, there's a good chance of showers as well as temperatures stay in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 24 degrees. That is up a little bit from earlier this morning. And right now, skies are mostly clear. Yesterday's high was 47. The record that we're looking at for today is 60 degrees, set back in 1981. Probably won't break that today. Record low, 23 below zero in 1959. Last year's high was 44 and the low 21. Sunset will occur at 5:39 this afternoon, and sunrise time this morning will be right around 6:51. Right now the air is calm and the barometer is steady at 30.07. No precipitation. It was a good night for moon gazing, stargazing. And right now we have mostly clear skies and 24.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries.